Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful, because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
No stopping us now. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. And folks, if you're tuning in and you're driving at the same time, I hope you're sighted, not blind. Because some people on the road, they might be sighted, but they act blind the way they're driving. There's too many accidents outside. And one thing I want to say on Mother's Day, be good to your mother. Write to her, call her, because you always don't have your mama for those of us like myself who lost their mother, and I miss my mother, unbelievable. I say thank God that I knew Lynn, and my mother met Lynn, and my mother thought Lynn was fabulous, which to this day she's great. I'm a very lucky man. And for those folks out there that have a mother that's still alive, maybe you can give her a kiss from me, because that's kissing your mother is kissing all the mothers that are no longer here with us. I love you all. Please keep on listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Right now, Sheila. Sheila, you there?
I am, sir.
Let's talk about which today there's a flower. Let's go for trivia time.
Yeah, we thought we could do that now.
We're going to do that first. A trivia time is right now, trivia time. Sheila, you can do it.
All right. So what is the Mother's Day flower?
407-894-1680. Did you hear the question? Sheila just said, what is
the
Mother's
flower
Day flower
for Mother's Day? So 407-894-1680. I know Michael likes to get new callers first, but we'll see.
New callers first.
But if we don't get a new caller, we'll take anyone.
An old caller.
That knows what.
An old caller.
We will take the caller that knows what is the flower for Mother's Day.
Just wait for a minute for a new caller. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's the number to call.
You know what? I read that
what?
Mother's Day is actually the most popular time of the year for the floral shops all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
It beats Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And greeting cards.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's
and the
Day.
Restaurants.
And the restaurants.
Oh my goodness, the restaurants.
Yep.
So that was quite an interview with Liz Alexa, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh, both of them.
And
first hour was just wow.
Very, very.
Both of those ladies are amazing women.
They are.
For sure.
If you missed any part of the first hour, don't forget when the show's over, an hour and a half, 2 hours later. We archive these shows. All the shows in the past 8 years are all archived. Over 400 of them on our Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org. That's where you go to our webpage, Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org. So, anybody calling yet?
Michael, be patient.
So, Sheila, you all ready for the convention?
not only no, but.
I'm just trying to be.
You know what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Okay, I do have a caller.
Oh, no.
But it's not it's not a first-time caller.
Okay.
So we can give it a few more minutes, but it's our good friend, the one and only, from Oceanside, New York.
New Jersey? New York?
New York.
A New Yorker.
Yeah. New York.
That's not the Big Apple or the Big Cherry.
I'll take it, Michael, because we've got a couple other trivias. So,
yeah.
All right, Chris, who is it?
It's our friend Howie from Oceanside.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Well, happy birthday to all the mothers.
And what Hello? Is the flower?
The carnation.
You
is
are
right?
correct.
Carnation?
You are correct, Howie.
He's correct.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Sounds yummy.
Enjoy Subway. $10 gift card coming your way.
Thank you, Howie. Thanks for being
we'll
out
enjoy
there.
It. Enjoy your Mother's Day, ladies.
Thank you so much. What Thanks for being
What did you do for Mother's Day? Did you take your wife out?
What's this?
What did you do for Mother's Day? Did you take your wife out?
I took my wife and my sister and my daughter and my grandchildren, and we all had a wonderful day.
Aww. There you go.
Good man.
All right. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you, Howie.
Thank you, Howie.
Bye-bye.
No, I was just reading, Sheila, that carnations can last up to 2 weeks if you take, you know, if you change the water and, you know, that for the stems.
Right.
2 weeks, that's a long time.
I know that you can you cut the stem and they will last a lot longer.
So, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually when you get a floral arrangement that the roses
you have to cut the stem.
And yeah. Then the carnations will last.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So pretty soon our friend Dan Day will be calling in with a whole bunch of information about Foundation Fighting Blindness.
So are we going to do a first song maybe for trivia?
Not yet.
No, we'll do, but we'll probably do them after Dan. This way you and
more trivia to come up.
Yeah, we'll do both trivia after Dan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I just have to say on this end, Florida Council of the Blind is very busy planning our state convention. Anyone that is interested in registering can go to fcb.org. You do not have to be in person, but we are happy to have you in person, except we don't have hotel rooms. So we have sold out of our block of hotel rooms, which is amazing. We've never had that happen. It's going to be an awesome convention. We've got so many different diverse workshops. We've got everything from audio description to spectrum, yay, to...
Who's that? I've never heard of them.
It's Peter. Be nice. Our friend Peter is actually going to be there, and I'm so excited because I get to see Peter.
That's right.
And everything from Thursday night's karaoke, which you have to be in person for karaoke, and Sheila might just sing a song, you never know.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding.
No, but anyway, it won't be on broadcast or recorded.
I have to add this: if anybody else has anything else doing in their organization, don't forget to write to us and tell us.
Oh, absolutely.
Either way, you can write to us, michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you have an organization that you'd like to talk about, what's going there, we'd love to hear from you.
And I do know the NFB is going to have their state convention in October. So I do know that. That'll be in Tampa. But
Liz was talking about Jacksonville. Is that where the national will be
next year? Yes, ACB's national will be in Jacksonville.
Oh yeah. Wow!
Yeah,
when it's in Philadelphia, I may go.
Yeah, gonna be in Jacksonville next year, though. But yeah, I am very excited. Oh, I am very excited because next year, I will term out as FCB president of Florida after 6 years.
What happened?
You're good. So you can't run anymore?
Years? You don't Lynn, that is a not only no, but I'm the longest, continuous president.
Yeah. Wow.
Because of COVID. So no, I do not. No, I have loved this entire journey, but
it's a lot of responsibility.
It's a lot of responsibility, and people just think I sit around and do nothing.
That's what I thought, right?
Yeah, like, you thought I just sat around.
I thought she does is dance on the table.
Uh huh. Anyway, all right, so. Let's go to our guest.
Well, actually, we're going to go to break and then we'll go to our guest. Our guest is already in the way.
It's time to go to a break and then we'll be back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show and it's time for a break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Hope you call back. Talk to you on the other side.
spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
We're worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your co-host, Lynn, and our co-host, Sheila, is down there in College Park, Florida. And Chris Shaw is in the studio holding down the fort, and Michael will be back momentarily. So I just wanted to welcome you back. And now it's time to welcome our next guest for the hour. We would like to welcome back. Hello there, Dan Day. Welcome.
Hi, Lynn. Hi, Sheila. Hi, Michael. And hi, Chris.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day, Dan.
And happy Mother's Day. Yes, I would be remiss if I didn't start there, especially since I have to give a special shout out to my mom way up in Maine.
And tell everybody what your mom's name is.
Her name is Doris, Doris Day.
There you go.
And I feel especially grateful today to still be able to wish her a happy Mother's Day.
You should.
She turned 100 and turned 101 in March. So
oh my goodness.
Not many people have their moms around to say Happy Mother's Day when they're 101. So I'm very, very grateful.
That's amazing. Happy Mother's Day, Doris Day up in Maine. Isn't that something?
Yep. That's wow. Wonderful. Hi, so, Dan.
Yeah, say hi to Sheila.
Hey, Sheila.
How are you?
Really, really good. Thanks.
Good. So Dan called in today to tell us, give us some updates about Foundation Fighting Blindness. He actually sent me an outline.
I'm sure he did.
He did. He's so organized. And one thing I wanted to point out, Chris, are you listening?
All
His first two events are in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah. So Dan, I'll let you take it away.
Okay. And I think I'll save Chicago. I'm going to mention some events.
Okay. Because Chris is from Chicago. That's his hometown. That's why I said it.
Very good. Chicago, okay. Well,
Chicago.
there you go. That toddling town. All right. So I'll save Chicago for a couple of minutes here because we might have a special guest calling in. Okay. Not a special guest, but a special caller. It'd be a first time caller if she calls. So I will start with a couple other events first here, I think.
Okay.
First, I want to let people know that we have an upcoming, what we call our national chapter webinar series coming up on June, that would be Saturday, June the 17th, starting at noontime. This webinar will be all about cell-based therapies or stem cells. And I think it's going to be really exciting. The area of stem cells is moving along much faster than researchers thought it would way back at the beginning when they first started talking about stem cells. It has moved really quickly. And just as a teaser, one of the organizations that will be speaking is actually ready to move into FDA phase three with a stem cell trial. Now, for those that may not be up on how the FDA works, you start with phase one just to prove safety. And once you prove that, then you get permission to go to phase two, where you show effectiveness or efficacy. So the key words there are safe and effective. You show the FDA that it's safe and effective, and now you're ready to go to phase three, where you are essentially saying, here's the product I want to put out on the general market, and you expand the number of participants to a wide audience, and then you show them that this works across a broad spectrum of people of different types, ages, and whatnot. Once you've completed phase three, then you're ready to ask the FDA if you can make it generally available. So we're real pleased to have stem cell trials that are that far along getting ready. We hope not to be that far away from the FDA approving some of them to use. And of course, this is good news for the whole research area of stem cells, because stem cells, as we know, have great potential, not just in eye disease, but for many other diseases. So this would be an exciting webinar. And I should say, for any of these events that I'm going to mention, you can find out the details about them and you can RSVP to attend them by going to fightingblindness.org/events. And then you'll see all the events listed here that are listed there that I'm going to mention, and you can RSVP to them. And let's see, what was I going to say about this one? The national. Oh, yes, I was going to recommend that even if you can't make it on Saturday, the 17th of June, to hear this webinar, it's a good idea to RSVP, because then you'll get the link afterwards for the replay and you'll be able to go listen to it anyway if you can't attend on that day. So enough about that one, I think. And of course, the science for the foundation is moving quite quickly in many areas, not just stem cells. It's moving fast in an area we call optogenetics, which is enabling cells on your optic nerve to take over for lost photoreceptor cells for people with retinal disease. That's moving very quickly, and as is gene therapy and what we call small molecule drugs. It's all moving along quickly, and we're going into lots of FDA trials. We fund more than 40, I think we're actually over 45 now, trials that are funded just by FFB, and there are more than those going on around the world. And so if you want to find out about the different types, optogenetics and gene therapy and all of that, an excellent place to find out updates is a site called Eye on the Cure. It's a podcast. The easiest way to find all of those podcasts about the different types of research efforts that are going on and where they are in terms of progress is to just go to your favorite search engine and type Eye on the Cure podcast. And the first link that it comes back with should be the one for the Eye on the Cure. And I'll mention here too that if you have difficulty finding any of this information that I'm going to mention here, just send an email to info@fightingblindness.org and someone will get back to you with the right information and connect you up to make sure you get the information you need. So I'll mention a couple of more events here that are going on across the country before I get back to Chicago. One of them is up in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Vision Walk. That's coming up on a week from today, so that's Sunday, May the 21st. So if you're in the Milwaukee area, I hope you'll join in the walk out there. It should be a very nice walk this time of year in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And you can, of course, find out about this event at fightingblindness.org/events, or you can also go to visionwalk.org, and you'll see all of them listed on the right side. When I say all of them, all of the cities across the country where we have them, you can just click on Wisconsin and find out all the details there and donate at that space. So,
Dan, if I'm going to interrupt, we have Jenny on the phone from Palatine. Is it Palatine or Palatine, Illinois?
Oh, perfect. Perfect timing.
I am.
Okay. Well, welcome. Is it Jenny?
My name's actually Jeannie.
Oh, Jeannie.
It's Jeannie.
Okay, I'm just going by what I saw on the screen. Jeannie, hi, Jeannie.
Oh,
welcome.
That's okay. Well, thank you. Yes, thank you.
You're calling from, well, where is that, near Chicago?
It is a northwest suburb of Chicago, and I'm a first-time caller because I've been listening to the whole program, which is very good. So I wanted you to know I was a first-time caller to the program.
Well,
yeah,
that's wonderful.
Yeah, actually, I just wanted to talk about a couple of the upcoming events in the Chicagoland area. And
okay,
I'm
that okay
actually
with you, Dan?
That is perfect. Jeannie is what we call the education chair for the Chicago chapter of the Foundation. So real pleased to have you on. And yeah, please, Jeannie, tell us about the things going on there in your area. It's going to be busy for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, right. As I was just telling Chris that I live in Palatine, which is the northwest suburb of Chicago, and I just, so the callers know, I have retinitis pigmentosa, and I've been involved with the Foundation Fighting Blindness for a number of years, and so I just wanted to highlight two of the upcoming events, and the first event is the Chicago Vision Walk, which occurs on Sunday, June 4th at the Bussey Woods Forest Preserve in Elk Grove Village, which is a northwest suburb of Chicago. And it's a morning event, and it begins at 9 a.m., and it has a lot of food, fun, live music, and, of course, there'll be the walk also. And it's really an opportunity to meet other people that are affected by inherited retinal diseases, as well as friends and families that are there to support all of us. And that's a great event. Last year, they had over 300 people there. I should say we had over 300 people there. I was there. And the next event is called the Artistry of Wine event, and that's going to occur on a Thursday evening, June 22nd, and it starts at 6:30, goes to 9:30. It's going to be held at the northern suburb, which is the event will be at the Community House in Winnetka. And that event is another way to support the foundation. It really focuses on food and wine, beer, spirits, and then there will be several items to be have an auction, silent auction. And it's really another opportunity to meet others that support the foundation. And if you want more information about the events, you just go on to foundationfightingblindness.org /chapters and go to Chicago chapter. And I'll be there at both of those events. So I hope to see all of you there. So if you have any questions, if you have any questions about those or any questions about my involvement in the foundation, let me know. I know Dan knows the foundation very well, so he can speak to it all very well also.
He does. And we hope you continue to listen, Jeannie. Dan is on quite often, as we, and also we have other guests from Foundation Fighting Blindness calling in every month.
And Jeannie, we would be remiss, I think, if we didn't mention a very special event you will be the host chapter for. Now, it's a ways off, but a little more than a year from now, in June of 2024, why don't you tell us what's going on there in Chicago?
All right. Sounds great. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
That would be our Chicago, our annual Visions Conference. So that's the big one for the foundation. It will be in Chicago at the Downtown Marriott in June of 2024. So What's happening in Chicago?
Okay, I think she might have hung up, Dan. I'm not sure.
No, okay.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, you're still here.
I'm listening, sure. Yeah.
So, Jeannie,
no, that'll be great to have it here close. Okay, thanks.
Very good. Thanks, Jeannie. Appreciate
you
coming in.
All right. Thank you. Thank you all.
You're welcome.
I'll continue
to
listen to
Jeannie. We're here every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
All right. Great. I'll plan to listen.
6 o'clock your time.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thanks.
Good night. So, Dan, another thing that you mentioned to me is that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Would you like to talk about that?
I would. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I'll bet many of the listeners heard the Surgeon General here a couple of weeks ago talk about what a chronic problem loneliness has become in the country. Of course, I think he was speaking about it more in relation to COVID and post-COVID, where, of course, during COVID, we had to isolate more, all of us. But of course, we in the visually impaired community, I think, have a special appreciation for loneliness, isolation, those sorts of things. So I think it's appropriate that we talk about it during, Mental Health Awareness Month. What can we do to alleviate or to mitigate the loneliness and isolation and sometimes outright despair that can come along with vision loss? Well, if you're listening to my voice, you're certainly doing something. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, which is a bridge to the sighted community, but is a bridge with all of your fellow people with visual impairment as well. And it's a place you can come to hear about services and things that can feel empowering and can actually help lift feelings of isolation and despair. I want to mention an organization, too, that's near and dear to Sheila. She actually spoke a bit about that a little earlier, and that's the American Council of the Blind. You can become involved with a group like that where you get to network with people who understand your issues and have great information on things you can do to basically empower you to become independent and to become truly self-sufficient again. And of course, our organization, the Foundation Fighting Blindness, we're here if you decide that, hey, I'm not going to just cope and adapt to what I've got. I'm going to see if I can be part of the generation that can say that we're changing the message from you have a retinal disease, but we can't do anything for you, to you have a retinal disease and we're going to schedule you for some treatment here. So I just wanted to mention that because I think it is important for people. There are always people out there who are newly diagnosed who are just learning how to deal with it now. And I think we have to let them know that there are lots of people in the world who deal with it, who deal with the challenges of it, and we do it by working together. So I did want to mention that. Thank you, Lynn.
You're
right, Dan, because, people feel like, oh, I'm blind and I'm living alone and I'm going to sit here and do nothing because I have nobody to talk to. I have nobody that's going to help me and I don't know what to do. So you're absolutely right. There are so many resources out there for them to look into. So, and the foundation is an amazing resource. So thank you, Dan.
And that's what Blind and Beyond Radio Show is all about.
Yeah,
indeed it is.
That's our mission.
Thank you for your show. This is great.
Thank you for the sponsorship of Foundation Fighting Blindness to help us provide these resources.
You bet.
And does anybody have any questions out there? You can call 407-894-1680. And Dan is very knowledgeable. He can answer your questions for sure.
Yeah. And I just noticed that I'll quickly mention one other event. If for the folks that are way up in the Pacific Northwest in Seattle on May the 18th, that's this coming Thursday, they have a Dining in the Dark event starting at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. So again, go to fightingblindness.org/events and you'll find the information about that, or send an email to info@fightingblindness.org and ask about it, and you'll certainly get back the right info.
That's in Seattle, correct?
In Seattle.
Yeah, I think it's really nice, Dan, that you covered different parts of the country tonight, not just Orlando.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah, Foundation Fighting Blindness is active actually all over the world.
All over the world.
And so is Blind and Beyond. So we really need to.
That's right. We're quite global now.
Yeah, that's right.
And once again, we wanted to wish you, if you'd like to give her our regards, happy Mother's Day to Doris Day, your mom.
Doris,
she's 101 now.
Wow.
Since she lives in Maine.
Yep, but I think she's listening. I'm pretty sure she's listening.
She is. Well, happy Mother's Day, Doris.
Doris Day. Real Doris Day.
And we love your son, Dan Day.
And I'm going to be going up to visit a week from yesterday. So this coming Saturday, I'll be going up to Maine and I'll get a little break from this Orlando heat and enjoy
a safe trip.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dan. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Thanks, safe Dan. Travels.
We're gonna go to break and we'll come back with some trivia time.
Oh, boy.
That's right. We're going to have some good trivia when we come back. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. It's trivia time when we come back. 407-894-1680 when we come back.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Do you have a hard time putting in eye drops? Miss your eye and waist drops? Introducing Gentle Drop, an aid that helps you use eye drops with ease. Invented by ophthalmologists, Gentle Drop is a soft silicone sleeve that sits on your nose to stabilize your bottle. In a clinical trial on low vision patients, Gentle Drop improved success with drops and increased independence. Gentle Drop fits traditionally shaped 5, 10, and 15 mil bottles and is washable and reusable. Please see our website, dropbetter.com, for a compatibility guide and more information. Gentle Drop takes practice to get the hang of it. We recommend using it with family, a friend, or eye care provider to give you some guidance. You can purchase Gentle Drop at dropbetter.com or Amazon for $15. Gentle Drop, make eye drops easier.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16-gigabyte Pen Friend only costs $155 and has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LS&S, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0800. 56, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. Remember that happiness is the way of travel. not a destination. Roy Goodman.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. It's your host, Michael. In a couple minutes, it's going to be time for trivia. 407-894-1680. Something I got to tell you first. For you folks that are visually impaired, I'm blind like myself. There's only one place to get your pen, friend, and that's at LSNS or Independent Living Aids. They're both the same company, owned by Melissa. That's where I get all my supplies. I got all kinds of watches. I must have now three or four watches from her, plus a lot of other things I buy from her. And my pen friend, I'll get from her as well. So don't forget, only one. That's Melissa at LSNS or Independent Living Aids. Now it's time for trivia. Sheila, you're up with the first trivia. Sheila, you're up.
Okay, Lynn, which one did?
This is the song. This is your song.
Well, I sent her two.
I got you covered.
All right. So if you know the song and the artist, please call at 407-894-1680. My little
boy came into the kitchen. New call is first.
While I was fixing supper, and he handed me a piece of paper he'd been writing on. And after wiping my hands on my apron, I read it. And this is what it said. For mowing the yard, $5. Making my own bed this week, $1. And going to the store, 50 cents. And watching little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. For taking out the trash, $1. Getting a good report card, $5. And raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. Well, I stood there looking at him expectantly, and 1,000 memories flashed through my mind. So I picked up the pen, and turning the paper over, this is what I wrote. Reading, he had great big old tears in his eyes, and he looked up at me and he said, Mama, I sure do love you. Then he took the pen and in great big letters he wrote, paid in full. When you add it all up,
Okay.
Great song. Great song. Great song. Great song. Now, who knows it?
Hold on.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
New listener first, if we have one.
No. Hold on. Mike, you okay?
I'm here.
Mike, are you okay?
Yep.
You sure?
Yep.
Because some don't add up. I'm charging you now. Because any other time, Mike, all right, that's enough. Stop. Cut it off.
You know what? I'm shocked too, Chris.
I'm like, whoa.
I'm sitting here going, wow, Michael is not telling us to stop?
Yeah, like, oh wow.
I'm with you, Chris, okay? I'm with you, but I love that song.
And I love the song.
If you can listen to that song and not realize, wow. All right, so who we got, Chris?
Well, I think
I know
a lot of people know that song, but they don't know who the artist is.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I know that for not saying well, for a
let's
fact.
Let's wait a minute. Maybe somebody will call in.
Because there's another version. There's another version that we played earlier today.
Oh yeah. I played it last year.
Right.
With another artist.
Yes. Right.
But this is the original.
Okay, listen, 407. 894-1680, 407-894-1680. A new caller, let's hear from you. Some of us know that, who sang that song. 407-894-1680.
I don't even know if I can give any tips, because I don't even know if she's ever had any other hits. You know, I don't know what her record is. So,
well, somebody else did the song.
Oh, yeah.
And
Shirley Caesar.
No. Before her, somebody else had done the song, and they were more popular artists from the country realm, and a lot of radio stations wouldn't play that popular artist out of respect for her, for this artist that we played tonight.
Okay.
Right. So people knew of her, but that was one of those songs that somebody covered, and that's what happened.
Well, I love this version.
So nobody knows it.
Hold on. Don't say that yet.
Nobody knows it.
Michael, he's got a call.
407.
I just love that song. 894-1680.
You love what? What do you love?
That song. Because a mother, if you're a parent, your children always say, well, I mowed the yard, so you owe me something. And, you know, I took out the trash, so I should have.
Yeah, I didn't have to do any of that. My parents just say,
Michael, just homework. You are not in the norm.
All righty. So we have a caller from Denton, Maryland. Denton, Maryland. First time caller.
Okay.
And he goes
first time caller from Maryland. Okay.
He goes by the name of Tom.
Tom from Maryland.
Tom, turn your radio down. Don't step away from the radio, Tom.
Tom from Maryland.
Okay, hang on. Let me get turned down here.
I know Tom. He's a dear friend of mine.
Everybody's a friend of yours.
Just tell Lady A to turn off.
Sheila, did you hear what Michael said? He said everybody's a friend of yours.
No,
I'm having a little hard time hearing you guys on the phone. Okay, so Tom, I got you potted all the way up, so you can hear me good, but for whatever reason, you're saying you're having problems trying to hear them. All right.
Well,
so,
it was like distorted or something, but I think I got you.
Okay,
I think I got you.
All right, so let me ask you this, Tom. This is
yes,
this is a vital question for you on this evening, Tom. This determines a whole lot for Maryland. You represent everybody from Maryland, Tom, with this answer right here. Do you know who sang that song?
Why, of course I know who sang that song. That was Melvin Montgomery.
Oh, wow.
Good job, Tom.
Well, he just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card from Subway, and they have Subways in Maryland.
Hey,
yeah,
Tom,
Tom, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Maryland.
You just won a $10 gift card from Subway, Tom.
Subway.
Okay.
$10 well, gift card from that, Subway.
That, you didn't win Maryland. Thank you. You didn't win it from Maryland. You run it from Subway.
Subway coming to Maryland.
Okay. Right.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Tom, hold on. Don't hang up. All right, Tom?
All right.
All right.
Yes, all right. I know Tom. He's a great guy.
He's a great guy. Listen to this. Okay, now.
Listen every week.
Yeah, nice to listen. Yep. So he's from Maryland, okay. Otherwise known as Maryland.
He's from Maryland. He's not from Maryland.
I went to University of Maryland, not Maryland.
Maryland. Yeah, exactly. Okay, now it's my trivia.
All righty.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. See if you know this one. Who's singing this song?
Better call in fast.
Everybody and their brothers and sisters should know this song. Very appropriate. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Big song.
Except he's taking an address right now.
He's taking an address. We can't play the song. There we go. 407-894-1680. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Great song. Great people who's singing it. Who's singing it? Who is singing that song? Very appropriate song. Mama Said. Who sang it? 407-894-1680. I'd like to have a new caller first. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? I'd like to have a new caller first. And that was one of my parents' distributor. We distributed that song. Yep. So who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this show is your host, Michael. Everybody should know that song. So I don't hear the phone ringing. We should play that song sometime. Don't hang up. That's the name of a song. Don't hang up. That's right.
That song. Yep.
What?
I said, I know that song.
Yeah. We should play Mother-in-Law, too.
I did one year, I think.
Mother-in-law.
So, yeah. Sheila,
Hermit.
So, Sheila, you weren't on the show for 2 months?
No, not since the anniversary on the 1st of April.
Yeah, yeah. Second. Boy, yeah. I can't believe it's almost end of May now. We're going to be Memorial Weekend.
No.
Crazy. Just
did somebody get it yet?
Give him a chance to answer the phone. You know what? I think I'll just tell who's coming on next week while we're waiting, because we're pretty soon we'll be going off the air. So I'd like to remind everybody.
Play that other song as we're going off the air. That would be awesome.
Which one?
Or other song.
Oh, I don't think I sent it to him. Sorry.
Okay.
I just chose one. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
All righty. So I want to remind everybody to join us next week with co-host, you know, the fellow that called in before from Fern Park, Dave Hillebrandt. Now he'll be joining us next week, and we will be welcoming Roland Mattern from Eastside Eyewear and Dave Schleppenbach from Tactile Solutions. You got to listen in. He's the manufacturer of the Cadence tablet. It's a tactile, refreshable braille display. It's unbelievable. And much, much more as usual. You never know. You never know, right, Michael?
You never know.
Oh, and I will not be back before the FCB convention. So if anyone wants to listen to FCB convention, the state convention here, you can register. you will be eligible for door prizes, and registration is only $25. That's pretty cheap.
All right, so I'm back. I'm sorry. I got two callers.
Any new caller? Any new caller?
I got Shay from Seattle, and I got Bill from Delray Beach.
Shay from Seattle. Shay, is she a new caller?
Yes, I think she is a new caller. It doesn't ring a bell.
Okay, let's hear it first. Let's see if she knows it.
All righty, let's go in and talk to our friend Shay from Seattle, West Side.
Hello, good evening.
Hey, Shay.
Shay, is this your first time calling in?
I called last week.
Okay, all right. All right, so do you know your representation of everybody from the state of Washington? Do you know who was singing that song right there?
The Shirelles.
Oh, you're right. Give a clap. She's 100% right. The Shirelles. That's Shirley and the Shirelles. Alrighty. You just won yourself a $10 gift card, and they even have Subways in the state of Washington. So it's coming your way in Washington, the Subway.
And we're so happy that you're listening, Shay.
Hope you keep on listening.
Thank you. Wouldn't miss it.
All right, Shay, don't hang up. Hold on one moment.
Shay.
All right.
What'd you say?
She wouldn't miss it.
Oh, she wouldn't miss it. That's good.
That's wonderful.
Thank you. We'll be looking forward to listening to you as well. Call in.
Shay, hold on one moment. All right.
Okay.
All right, real quick.
Real quick,
we can talk to Bill from Delray Beach.
Of course. Hey, Shay, see
my peanuts.
Bill, how you doing, Bill? You there?
What
are
you doing?
Oh, okay. I think we lost Bill. All right.
We didn't lose him. He hung up.
And my cat was eating my pistachio nuts. Would you believe this?
Our three-legged cat was eating Michael's pistachio nuts.
I hope you enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it?
It's crazy here.
One kicks me off my chair. The other's eating my pistachio nuts.
So, Chris, I hope you gave your wife a big hug for Mother's Day today. Not to put you on the spot.
Hope you didn't get caught in your throat.
What happened to Chris?
Questionnaire.
He's taking down Shay.
He's taking down the phone.
Well, Sheila, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We appreciate it. And happy Mother's Day once again.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. You too, Lynn. And it's been a wonderful weekend for me. I got to spend Friday with my son and grandchildren. And then yesterday I went to a play with my sister and some wonderful friends and audio-described play.
Of course.
And then today I got to spend with you guys. So life's good.
Well, that was a nice weekend for you.
That was a nice weekend.
Mm-hmm. So, how are we going to say goodnight to Chris when he's busy writing addresses down?
Well, wait. I hope he doesn't say plastic.
Lake plastic.
Lake plastic.
Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, gosh.
I check the addresses.
Well, folks, thank you very much for letting us in your home or in your car. And if you're still driving, keep on driving. Be safe. Stay on the road. What else can I say? I'll tell you. I thank you very much for listening. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, saying thank you. Thank you very much for listening. Lynn, you got anything to say before we hang up?
I don't. Just hope Chris takes us off the air.
Okay. Well, I got to say tonight, all of you, happy Mother's Day to everybody. Thank you, Sheila, for coming on. Sheila, you still there?
I am.
Thank you very much for coming on.
You're welcome. It's Chris Shaw. Tradition.
That's right.
What'd you say? A tradition. Yeah. That was a good song too.
That's for sure. Tradition is important.
Yep. And Chris Shaw?
Yes, sir. Shay said, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And tell Nakia we said happy Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
Most definitely will.
And your mama.
And your mama. Absolutely. And say happy birthday too.
Yes, sir. Yes,
thank
ma'am.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Good night, everybody. Love you all. And listen, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Good night.
Good night. That's
so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up.